Now, is that amount prorated? I forget.
Pardon?
Is it the values there, the assessed valuations there, but it's prorated on the actual...
Run it through a program, yes.
Should be.
Mm-hmm. We just don't see the prorated number. We just see the ending value.
Yeah. That'd be nice to see it. Then they all were given a letter understanding that they would have a chance to do two things. They can either file a protest or they can go to the Board of Adjustments next year.
Well, yeah, they got a notice of increase and everything, their letters. So, yes.
And told their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit E. Move to approve Exhibit E, November 23rd, 2020.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have for today. Y'all have a wonderful day. And if I don't see you before the end of the day, have a great holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll go on vacation tomorrow.
All right.
You be safe.
You haven't done anything in the last month or two, have
you? Mr. Adams, sometimes I'd like you to explain to me, I didn't absorb how you want to do nightly rental for next year.
Okay.
Be glad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. CARES Act, Phase 2, Notice of Decision. I have a letter dated November 19, 2020 from our attorney, Travis Elliott. And he approves the Phase 2 Notice and Agreement as to form.
Thank you. You okay? Is there a bar there or something?
There's one right here that doesn't do with me.
Yeah.
I got two knees.
Oh, I see what you hit. Our table apologizes to you.
No, it doesn't.
It's on my side of the room, and so we apologize over here.
All right, what I just handed you is, well, the page in question this morning is the unnumbered fourth page of that stapled packet. So as of last Friday, and I emailed you all the list, the final seven or eight applications were wrapped up. So you see there of the original amount requested, $1,036,000 and change, $756,244.11 was determined to be eligible and had the proper documentation. So the biggest one there, Bramwell Hospitality, there was some confusion on what they thought eligible payroll expenses were, so once we got that worked out, that's why you see the big difference there. Also, Branson Schools, we had some supporting documentation that had to get worked out, so you saw a little decrease there. So then, in totality, you'll see on the first page, that's all, I believe, 60 total applications. Original amount requested, $2,332,000 and change. Submitted for consideration, $1,997,099.72.
Am I to assume on the one you just submitted, that WonderWorks, that maybe the increase, you guys found an error in their math?
Yeah. No, they were not alone in mathematical errors.
I wasn't meaning, but I was saying that was good.
We had a handful that actually went up due to, and in the process of reviewing again and understanding eligibility through that first, the back and forth, they found some more things like, well, okay, that makes sense. Well, this is also eligible, so we allowed them to do that, so.
Well, one went up $11.
Well,
I'm just saying, it's not like there's substantial amounts.
Wait, when you start digging through the reams of invoices.
Yes, uh-huh. But there was some that were, you know, greater, and so it's just always good to have a good checkpoints.
What, the 51 that we did last week, what sheet is that?
That would be the unnumbered sheet 2 and sheet 3 total. So the way I have these, top sheet is cumulative, all apps received. First sheet, or the second sheet, is the one that was submitted on the 9th. The third sheet is the group that was submitted on the 16th. And then the last sheet is the group for today.
Okay. That's okay. So the first sheet.
That's all total.
That's all total. That's not the 51. The 51 is the second two sheets.
That's the one today.
This is the final.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that finishes this one up. Mm-hmm. The way it was presented to me about putting on the agenda, I was like, we just did 51. What? I didn't know that. What explained to me properly? Bryce didn't understand it.
Perfect.
So we're here today on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's the only ones that was remaining from the
correct
original.
Yep.
And then the distribution agreement that you're approving and the date of decision is for all of them.
Right. That's correct.
And then also is the health department's request that's outside of the review and the ambulance district request that I sent to you guys Friday.
And then there's one entity that we've gone back and forth. When are we bringing that one back up?
I can do it next Monday if you want.
Travis just gave her his breakdown.
Yeah, we can do it next Monday if you would. Because I need to go through and take out all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions on these?
No.
Nope. You went through and found everything that needed to be taken out and just taken out?
Sure. Yes. I think the committee did a good job clarifying, getting information, taking out information before the final notice of decision is completed. I will add up every single invoice again and ensure that it adds up to the right amount and then complete the notice of decision.
And I think they spent considerable time on these, getting the extra documentation that's held off from since the 9th, I think.
Feasibility, do you want to label this Exhibit F?
F? How do you get F?
I have A through E.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out F on this group. I got you. F is fine, sir.
Move to approve the remaining 8 applicants labeled as Exhibit F as presented today on November 23rd, 2020, approved up to the final amount of request as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Have the final one next week. That's outstanding. And then we start the final round.
Yes.
We need to go to what CARES Act Phase 2 distribution agreement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is this different than what we had?
It's the same one that signed for phase one.
Okay.
This will just be for the phase two application.
Okay.
You guys have any questions on that?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the CARES Act distribution agreement for phase two.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Partnership Committee recommendations.
I think those.
We started with that.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do the notice of decision after we've done the agreement.
So we need to do the CARES Act Phase 2 Notice of Decision.
That way we'll have approved the Notice, the Distribution Agreement, and the Notice of Decision.
Mm-hmm.
CARES Act Phase 2 Notice of Decision.
Move to approve the Distribution of County CARES Act Funds Notice of Decision.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
I think one thing we probably need to discuss at some point is the announcement of phase three application deadline and entities.
And that needs to be done right away.
Yes, and I talked to just very briefly this morning.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be decided right now, but...
We do need to sit down probably next week.
Yeah, I'll get on Monday's week.
Yeah.
Monday next week.
I will make an agenda request.
Okay.
Thanks, Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, I don't see or talk to you.
Thank you.
You too.
You too. I'll send you my repair bill.
For what?
They're supposed to be wet.
I broke your squeegee.
Oh, you broke
it? I fixed it. I broke it, but then I fixed it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Proposal for air purifiers, number 20-122, County Commission. I have a letter dated November 19, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the proposal as the form.
I'm questioning something, please.
Pardon?
It must have been the first round. Did we do that first round?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I think later. I think there was another reason.